We want to continue with our Mishnayos. Last week on Friday, we started with Brachas, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And we discussed the halachas of Kriya Shema in the evening. And we ended off with the halacha that both the Chachamim and Rav Gamliel agree that a person can recite Kriya Shema all the way until the morning. However, l'chatchila, a person should do it before Chatzais, before halfway through the night, and the Zman Kriya Shema starts at Tzeis HaKochavim. We continued this morning in Brachas, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Me'emasai Koran Shema B'Shachas, when does a person recite the Kriya Shema in the morning? So the Mishnah answers, Mishiyaka ben Techelos Lavan, when a person can tell the difference between white and blue. We know that the tzitzis had one chut of tchelos and then one chut of blue. So the halach is a person recites the Kriya Shema as soon as he's able to tell the difference between the white strings of his tzitzis and the blue string of his tzitzis. At that point in time is when the chiyuv of Kriya Shema starts in the morning. Rabbi Eliezer says, Bein Techelos the Karsi, a person begins to recite Kriya Shema as soon as he can tell the difference between a blue and a green, which is a much stronger distinction. It's much harder to tell the difference, and it's obviously later. But Gomra, when does a person finish off? When is the end of this Zman Kriya Shema? When does his Chiyuv of Kriya Shema expire in the morning? Ad Hanetzachama, until Hanetzachama, until the sun rises. So that's pretty early. And Baruch Hashem, we don't paskin like that. Otherwise, we'd all have to get up quite early to recite Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ad Shalosh Shalos, the person has until 3 hours into the day, which is a quarter of the day. Now, this just to explain what these Shalosh Shalos means, and why this Zman Kriya Shema varies so much, is because an hour in the Mishnah does not refer to a 60-minute hour. An hour in the Mishnah refers to a day which is divided into 12 hours from when the sun comes up to when the sun goes down. In the summer, you're going to have a lot of time between the sun comes up and when the sun goes down. In the winter, you have much less time. But the bottom line is you'll take that amount of time from when the sun goes up to the time the sun goes down. You're going to divide that amount of time into 12 hours. And that is going to be what is referred to in halacha as a Sha'a Zamani. Sha'os Zmanios, they are timely hours. So depending on the time of the year that you're in, is how long your hour could be. It can go from anywhere from about 45 minutes till about 60 to 70 minutes. And that's why you'll have such a disparity in time. And he explains the reason why a person can recite Kriya Shema is because Shekein Darach Panem Loch Lamod B'Shalosh Sha'os. The Bnei Malachim, princes, generally don't have any rush to get up in the morning. They're not very busy. They don't have to get to a job. So therefore, they don't get up as early. And therefore, it's still within what is called B'shachbacha uvekumecha, a time that people get up in the morning, even though most people are getting up earlier than sometimes 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Nevertheless, since there are people, a significant population, who get up late, that still would be called the time of Ubekumecha, and therefore it still is the time when a person can recite Kriya Shema, and that's how we paskin. Zman Kriya Shema goes until 3 Sha'os Zmanios into the day. Hakor Mikan Ve'elech, if a person recites Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema has already expired, Lo Hifsi, he does not lose anything, Kadam HaKor B'Torah. In other words, he does not necessarily fulfill his mitzvah of V'shach B'Cha, of Kumecha, of reciting Kriya Shema in the morning. However, we cannot discount the fact that a person recited Kriya Shema, which is 3 parashas in the Torah, and therefore he has schar as if he learned 3 parashas in the Torah. We continue with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, Beis Shammai Omrim. We now come into a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in exactly how a person should recite Kriya Shema. Ba'erev, in the evening, Kol Adam Yatu V'Yikru, a person should actually lean or be laying down when he recites Kriya Shema. Ba'boker, in the morning, Yamdu, the person should be standing up. Shenemar, for it says, Uv'shach b'cha uv'kumech, and he takes it very literally, Uv'shach b'cha, meaning when he is sleeping, uv'kumech, when he is standing. So therefore, a person has a chiyuv to recite Kriya Shema standing in the physically standing position, and a person should recite Kriya Shema when he is laying down, which is Uvekumecha. He takes the pasuk very literally. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai, and they say, no, a person does not actually have to physically be standing or laying down when he recites Kriya Shema. Kol Adam Kari Kedarko, a person could just recite Kriya Shema in the position that he is already in. She'enemar v'lechtecha v'derech. The pasuk also writes, as he's going on the derech, How is a person able to recite Krishna while he is standing and while he is going? So what he understands, what it means is a person can just recite Krishna in the fashion that he is. Why does it say a person should recite Krishna while he is laying or while he is standing? So he says the pasuk is not referring to a literal standing or a literal sleeping. Rather, it means bishah, at the time shebni adam shochven or shebni adam omdim, at the time that people are going to sleep and the time that people are standing. That is when a person has the chiyuv to recite Krishna. That means in the morning and in the evening, a person should recite Krishna twice a day. Amar b'tarfen, ani yisi babadarach. I was once coming on the way, v'hitesi likros gedvi b'shamay. I decided that I wanted to paskin like Beis Shammai, and therefore I stopped my chariot, and I went to lay down and recite Krishna, v'sikanti ba'atzmi b'nei alistin. And I found myself in danger because of the listim, the robbers who were coming along the road. They almost literally captured me because I was laying down. I stopped my chariot to go lay down and recite Kriya Shema. See, he just was pointing out that he went out of his way to paskin like Beis Shammai, and he almost got himself in trouble. Now, it's not clear if he was saying this because he was trying to promote a good action that he did, or he just was reporting the incident. But regardless of the fact, Amrulo, they said to him, "Kedai he yis lacha b'atzmacha, you deserve it." Shavarta divrei Beis Hillel, because you decided to go against the psak halacha Beis Hillel. We know we paskin like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. You decided to go with the opinion that we don't paskin like, and therefore it is becoming of you to have been attacked. Now, we have to understand that a person is allowed to be machmir like Beis Shammai. A person is allowed to accept upon himself a stringency, even if that's not the halacha. And a person is not chayav misa for accepting upon himself a stringency. However, the Vilna Gaon explains that the problem over here was that it wasn't the stringency. There's nothing more stringent about laying down when you recite Kriya Shema than there is about standing up. It's just a matter of how we interpret the pasuk. So if you decide that you want to interpret the pasuk like the halacha we don't paskin like, and put yourself in danger because you're on the road, then you are doing something wrong, and that's why he got this feedback from the other chachamim. Mishnah Dalet, Beshachar, in the morning, Mevorech Shtayim Lefaneav Achas Leachrea. A person makes two brachos before Kriya Shema and one afterwards. Like we know in the brachos, Berachas Yotzer Ar, we have the first bracha which ends with Barachat HaShem Yotzer Maros, and then we have another bracha of Abraba or Avas Olam, depending on what Nusach you daven, and it ends off Habocha Brahma Yisrael right before Shema. So that's two brachos, one afterwards, which is Ga'al Yisrael. But Erev, Shtayim Lefaneav Hashem Achrea, two before Kriya Shema, two afterwards. Again, it starts with the Baruch Atah Hashem, ends off Hamar Riv Aravim, then we have the next bracha, Ava Salam, and then it ends off Ova Ma Yisrael. And then, afterwards again, we have Goal Yisrael and the bracha of Hashkivenu, Shoma Ma Yisrael La'ad. So there's two before, two afterwards in the evening. Achas Arucha V'Achas Ketzara, one's long, one's short. The Rishonim, there's a dispute amongst Rishonim what it means long and short. The simple explanation is long and short means long includes a lot of different topics. Like at night, one of them is long because it includes everything in Tzias Mitzrayim. It's a very long bracha with a lot of different topics in it. And Achas Achra, Ashkevenu, is a short bracha, which is a tefillah for the night. The Rambam learns that it has to do with whether it starts with a baruch and ends off with a baruch. Starting with a baruch and ending off with baruch is a bracha arucha. The bottom line, the Mishnah continues, is Makom Sh'amar Laharach, in a place where a person is supposed to be Mayrich. Ein Rishay L'Katzer, a person cannot change it. L'Katzer, if the halach is a person supposed to say a short bracha, Ein Rishay L'Harach, he cannot switch it to be Mayrach. Lachtom, if the bracha was created by Chazal to end off with the Baruch Atah Hashem, he cannot omit the Baruch Atah Hashem, he has to include that. V'shalo lachtom, if the bracha does not have a Baruch Atah Hashem, he cannot decide to include it on his own. The last Mishnah in this parak is Mishnah Hey Maskirin Tzias Mitzrayim Balelos. This is a pretty famous Mishnah. We say it in the Haggadah. Maskirin Tzias Mitzrayim Balelos. We're supposed to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim. At the end of Kriya Shema, we should mention the Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the last part of Kriya Shema. And then Yashem Lekech Hashar Tzias Yaschem Eras Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. Elazar Ben Azariah said, Arei Ani Kevent Shev Mishana, I am as if I'm 70 years old. You all know the Gemara says he wasn't really 70 years old, but he looked like he was 70 years old. Below Zachisi Shetiyam Mitzias Mitzrayim, and never was Zocha that Yitzias Mitzrayim should be recited at night. This means that he was in constant dispute with the Chachamim whether Yetzias Mitzrayim should be said at night, and I never actually was able to win this dispute. Ad Shadarsha Ben Zoma, until finally I found this drash from Ben Zoma. In other words, he was never able to back it up with real proof, with a real pasuk that he was right, that you're supposed to say Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, until you found this drash from Ben Zoma, Shenemar, for it says, L'man Tizkaras Yom Tzeischa Mi'aret Mitzrayim, Kol, which is the next word, Yimechiecha. Person should mention the Yetziah, the exodus from Mitzrayim, Kol, every single Yimechiecha. Why does it have to say Kol Yimechiecha? Why couldn't it just say, a person should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Mitzrayim, Yimechiecha, the days of his life? Why does it have to say Kol Yimechiecha? So, Yimechiecha, the literal words of Yimechiecha just mean Hayamim, the days. Kol Yimechiecha, the added word of every day of your life, comes to include the evening. A person should recite the Exodus of Mitzrayim every single night. Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they say that it is not the proper way to understand the pasuk. Yimei Chayecha refers to Olam Hazeh, the time that we're living in now. Kol Yimei Chayecha Lavid Mos Mashiach refers to the days which your Mitzvah Shem will come to us very soon of Liyamos HaMashiach, that we recite Yetzias Mitzrayim even when Mashiach comes. This concludes the first parak of Maseches Brachos. Go ahead, yes. Knani v'kash emer. Vasa kadosh baruch l'zakas v'shil. Kipiga p'ing v'al 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 v'al